Alright, I'm recording. But
obviously comedy gold.
Well, I didn't know that he was recording. I thought the dipshit was already recording. What? Where's Sarah?
I don't
know. Are we recording?
We're recording.
Did not just fucking hear me.
This takes me back to the old days when we ask if Ian's recording and...
It's Shell. She just came home. Hi, Shell. You want me to leave?
We have a podcast, which is kind of silly because we're all in the same... Yeah, special edition, even though it sounds the same, we're all in the same room. Except for Curtis.
Curtis is
working in a car.
Hello, this is Curtis Trudeau Brown. I'm currently reporting from Canada. It's very cold. I'm in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. It's really cold, and my testicles have long since gone up inside me looking for warmth, never to be found again.
Oh, goodness.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
We need
to start
scientific progress.
Okay.
We should record this, visually.
Visually?
No.
Right,
no one wants to see us.
Yeah, well, no, I want to see me. That's pretty much
how do you even know I have a face?
Yep, that
Curtis,
that's
might I remind you what you did last night to Chloe and I.
Oh,
and
that
Ian.
Was the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I verbally molested you.
I was so scared.
Mean. Actually, that did scare the shit out of me.
Chloe and Jared were half sleeping, half watching Archer.
We...
And Curtis and
I heard that, Ian.
And Chris and I and Sarah were all chatting on my phone.
It smells like
the bedroom.
Nicotine.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then Curtis was like, we should go bother them. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, fuck you guys.
So I slid my phone with the Skype call with Curtis underneath their curtain because we don't have a door to the living room. And Jared goes, what the fuck is that? And then Curtis just starts yelling, get the fuck up.
Like,
Jared, get the fuck up.
And then on the video, he was just like flashing a light back and forth.
It's scary.
It's fucking weird. I was just looking at it like, what the fuck is going on? It's like, one in the goddamn morning.
It was
the light of your god, Curtis.
Canada.
Nonetheless,
Canada?
It made my night better.
Jared,
thank you,
you know
Canada's interpretation of god.
Can you guys put that down with my bookmark? And no, I don't actually. Who knows that? Alright, that's June.
Oh, fuck.
I missed my dental appointment. Oh, my God. You people are so stupid.
I miss my dental. Hey, you made me miss my dental appointment.
So, were these socks
excuse me. Maybe you should, brush your teeth.
Well, maybe a little bit.
Those are my
I haven't washed those in a while.
Oh, hey, there's my hacky sack.
Jared took
them. That has been places.
Ew.
Okay, Ian, what could you even do with it?
Have you been sacking the hack?
Stop. Give me the hacky sack.
No.
Ian, that's going to be picked up by the microphone. Ian. Oh, my God.
Ew. You're grossing everyone out.
I don't even know what the fuck is going on.
That, yep.
In front of the camera.
That is it.
What?
Did I draw something?
What? It doesn't pick up felt, stupid.
No. Don't do it. You'll hit the fish tank.
Oh, my God.
The fish tank will cry. Ah!
Ian will cry.
Everyone, I have just shot Ian with a hacky sack.
I've been shot!
Find a ballpoint pen.
What?
A ballpoint pen.
A ballpoint pen.
What?
I'm not feeling alienated at all.
Hey, you know, just shut up, alright? We're not talking
Curtis.
To you.
Okay.
You should start speaking in
Russian, whatever the
in
fuck
tongues.
You say.
Sarah, get closer to the microphone. Sarah, get closer to the microphone. They can't hear your adoring fans.
Yeah.
All three of them. We don't have fans anymore. We're not relevant.
Haha, you guys aren't.
Curtis, shut up.
When Shell's Mind episode... Is Shell going to get married in the new episode?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
That didn't even
Houston,
come
we
through.
We have a problem. We've had a problem.
No.
You're getting shittier and shittier with every sentence. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Do it, Ian.
Bye,
Curtis.
Canada.
Oh.
We won't miss you.
No, I'm not. Shit.
Oh,
that's not shit.
Bye.
Bye, Mom.
So, we should come up with topics, because we don't really do that anymore.
Well, probably the biggest topic is that you guys are here.
We're all in the same room right now.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, wait, no. Everyone who matters is all in the same room.
No.
Fucking got you. Yep.
We're total douchebags.
Actually, you know what is the best thing about this?
What?
I won't have to worry about mixing different audio levels.
Well, the problem is
yeah.
Because I only have to just mute Curtis whenever he's being annoying.
Hey, that's not cool, man.
Yeah, Jesus, that was mean.
Hey.
Hey, you're... Oh, the microphone's...
I'm just getting a goddamn piece of whatever the fuck
but
this
the
is.
But the pizza box is being used as a microphone insulator.
Isolator.
Yeah.
That too.
We're really professional.
We're so professional. Hey, we have...
I'm still here, assholes.
Oh my god, everyone has a Yeti.
Yeah, we use the same microphone as two best friends. We are so
Doesn't
pros.
That mean we're cool?
Oh, hello, nipple stimulation.
What?
Sorry.
Where's the Pikachu?
Oh, I threw it viciously over there.
Give me my Pikachu.
Stop abusing the Squeakachu.
Give me my Squeakachu!
That is my breast implant. Please put it down.
What if I had... If only I had my one.
Breast implant?
No, my my Squeakachu.
Didn't you make a Squeakachu?
Yeah, I made it out of a dog toy.
I made it.
Toy.
You left your breast implants at home?
I
forgot them, yeah. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna ask for some for Christmas, but maybe next year.
They wouldn't go with your hair, though.
No, that was rude.
What?
Curtis, you need to have long hair.
He has pretty hair.
He has.
I just got a haircut, though, and I want.
Oh, never mind.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't see. He's Curtis is back to his old self, and so is Jared.
My hair's kind of grown
less
out.
Curtis less like Justin Bieber every day. It's great.
Oh, that cunt's retiring, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yep.
I think so.
Oh my god, yay.
Is he going to become a music producer now?
Maybe he'll fucking kill
Curtis
himself.
Is posting video! Oh my god,
oh,
it's Canada!
God, Ian.
Oh wait, yeah, there's only two people, so we can do that.
Man, Curtis, your dashboard's so pretty.
Actually,
look, the car goes up to 220.
It has no blue lights.
It's in kilometers per hour.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Oh, that's right.
It's incredibly
slow. That means
slow.
It goes up to like what, 100 or so? Yeah.
Oh shit! I'm running out of.
Are you actually? Are you driving right now?
Yeah, I'm on the road. Clearly.
Curtis,
well, I can't tell.
Give us a tour of Canada.
Okay, well, there's a taxi out there. He's probably wondering why the hell I'm flashing this flashlight.
That's what you use to antagonize us, isn't it?
You're using
Yeah, it is.
Oh, God, it all went bright.
To antagonize us?
Yeah, last night.
Oh.
So Curtis, explain to our one listener what your job entails.
Okay,
my
job entails sitting in this car here.
Cool.
This is called my Grand Am. It is the car I use to travel to places. I sit in this car, and I secure this site.
You seriously remember what I look like?
You secure...
With a flashlight.
With a flashlight, yeah. And, well, I'm not really supposed to secure the insides of these, like, two apartment buildings. I'm actually in charge of making sure nobody, like, busts into or vandalizes the cars in the two parking lots behind me. So, it's kind of my job just every now and again walk around and make sure everything's daisies and we're good. That's my job.
Curtis,
Canada has such a problem.
Yeah, Curtis, would anyone actually want to break in and steal the cars? That's the real question.
Well, actually, there has been some vandalism.
Oh.
Oh, you Canadians.
So you're actually put to use.
So
not any that I've seen yet. It must have been when somebody else was on duty.
Okay.
Somebody else failed.
Did they get fired and that's
word.
Why you're there now?
Yes, hero. He said duty.
No. It's open, so I took it.
Yeah.
So Curtis, are the fuzzy dice hanging from your mirror part of your job equipment?
Yes. See, these are actually, they're grenades I repurposed.
Yep.
If my life is ever threatened, I yank these off my mirror and I commit honorable Sudoku and I take my...
I'm just pointing out.
And, yeah, I also got a parking pass for Loyalist.
Nope, you can't see this.
No, look over there.
No, I mean the listeners.
Oh,
this
fuck them.
This is an audio
if
podcast.
If they listened hard enough,
they
maybe they
see.
Could.
Yep, that's how science
Yeah, okay, here's some described video for you. I am currently panning my camera around my car. It is a shitty car, and the mats are filthy. I am currently looking at a McDonald's coffee that I bought.
Curtis, is your car manual?
Looking at my crappy stock radio system.
No, he has like a crown something.
What color is my
hair? Alright, well, that's a disappointment. I thought you had something decent.
Here's the inside of the systems.
What?
My ass itches a lot.
Curtis, you should do donuts.
Oh my god, we should tell him about the flight thing we did.
Oh yeah, I took Jared and Chloe flying.
Yeah, I saw the video and you didn't even take me flying. Thanks, asshole.
Well, come down here, bitch.
Well, why didn't you just fly over here? You were in the air.
We could.
We were considering it, but there's too much...
doesn't have a passport.
We would have been shot down.
There's too much paperwork, though. Canada would shoot us down.
Canada would shoot you down because, you know, we gotta be on the lookout for illegal American aliens and...
Well, actually Canada would probably welcome us, and then America would shoot us on the way back.
Yeah. Sure.
You're traitors to your country. Why would you ever want to leave America?
Okay, that's right. Chloe would be an illegal alien.
Illegal.
Yeah. I don't have a green card on me.
Yeah, but she comes from... We're part of the Commonwealth, so we would welcome her.
I was born in England.
No, but I mean, are one of your parents in
America? No.
Nope. Really? We're the first Americans, yeah.
They're very lazy.
But you were born here?
Sorry. I was born in England.
Oh.
Yeah. I have a green card.
Chloe's British!
I have a green card.
At least you have parents.
Oh, no.
French fries.
I ate them all.
Actually, those are pretty good.
Oh, I see.
Okay, we gotta, get off this bit if you want to retain any viewership.
Yeah.
Why? Is this live or something?
It's boring.
Are we losing viewers as we speak?
You're talking about your French fries.
Yeah, what else have we got to talk about other than French fries?
He's not playing on his laptop.
I'm not playing, I'm creating stuff.
We're talking.
I'm working on the thing we were doing earlier.
We're talking.
Yeah, Jared. Hey, focus.
Eat a dick, Ian. I love you.
That's my groin.
Oh.
Brian was going to be here, but someone didn't let him.
No, he said, that's my groin. I can understand how you would confuse that with Brian.
Well, yeah, because he has, calculator mic.
Ooh.
Ooh, look at me. I'm using a funny meme.
What?
Oh, you know how people say, oh, nice calculator you're recording on.
Oh, yeah.
Potato.
Yeah,
potato. Whatever
potato
stupid
potato
shit people say.
Get playing
it right,
games
Jared.
On a toaster.
Oh, no.
Also, every time you say meme, it makes me think of a Japanese name.
Do you want me to say something else? Like
meme?
No, I'm not.
How
no.
Pronounce,
I am not saying that fucking word.
Correctly.
It's pronounced Epic Meme.
Yep.
Meme. Meme.
Yes. No, it's Meme.
It is Meme, I think.
I am not that dark.
So, Chloe,
sorry.
Tell us all about how sad Doctor Who is.
I can't spoil it because there are two people in here who are in the middle of watching it.
All right, fine. Then how about you read my fucking episode that I wrote this morning?
Okay, in all seriousness, the Christmas special was super fucking sad. Brian would know if he was in here because he watched it. And you should cry.
Okay.
I cried a lot. It was bad.
I have not cried yet.
What?
I have not cried yet.
You're a cold, heartless piece of shit.
Well, yeah,
I don't want to be like Curtis.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be like Curtis.
Everyone wishes to be him.
I don't.
Oh, it's funny because you're mocking me.
He's right.
Shit. You got us, man.
Thank you. That's not fucking cool. I'll fucking pound your faces in.
But Curtis, are you enjoying the show?
Yes.
Handle the feels.
Yeah! Did you hear it? He admitted to enjoying it. That's a good thing.
I will never enjoy anything ever again. Yeah. Fuck you. This is your last victory. I'm not going to enjoy. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of enjoying anything ever again.
Okay. I can live with that.
Hey, Curtis, let me ask you something.
No.
So, you opened yourself up to Doctor Who, right?
No.
Yeah. How the fuck did that happen?
I don't know.
I know.
I don't
actually, know. I do know. I had a whole bunch of work shifts coming up, and mostly at sites that don't have Wi-Fi for my phone to connect to, so I needed something to pass the time with, and so I thought, I don't know, maybe movies or shows or whatever, and I was considering it for a while, so I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I like Torchwood, so I guess I might as well watch the
like, it does make sense.
How did you get into Torchwood, though? Sorry.
I don't know this one.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Yeah, you know what, I honestly can't fucking remember. This was, like, only a year ago, too, and I don't even remember how.
Is it because the main actress is hot? Actor? Fuck.
Actress? Yeah, okay.
Actoral muscles.
Actress?
Yeah,
well...
Actorals.
Andrus?
Yep.
Can we, like, get back on the fucking subject?
There is no subject.
Well, I'm asking Curtis a legitimate question.
The subject is dead now.
No, Curt...
The phone's dead.
No, shut up! So, Curtis, if you were to, like, you know, say, get bored of Doctor Who, would you, look at other series? Hmm?
Hard to say. Probably not, I don't know. You know how progress. You know how wishy-washy I am on these things.
Curtis, yeah. It's okay, you'll hate Doctor Who in a couple of weeks.
Curtis,
yeah, I probably will.
Ed, Curtis should be reading. Curtis, reading.
What?
Reading, Curtis.
Sarah's book. She's posted like half of the next.
That fucking thing that I've had in my DeviantArt message box for like a year now that I keep there. I keep it in my message box and I don't delete it, just as a reminder. And it's just been reminding me for over a year.
You should probably read it. It's really good.
The thing is, it's so hard for me to fucking get into something, because like it's not as mentally stimulating as doing something retarded like playing video games.
You have a point there.
Yeah.
Speaking of video games, how are you enjoying Battlefield 4, Curtis?
Video games. It's
pretty good. I like it.
How many bugs and game crashes have you run into so far?
Not as many as people like to rant about, but you know, some. The biggest thing that's pissing me off is that, you know, Second Assault is first on X-Bone 1. Oh, man, that's totally gonna make me want to get an X-Bone. Fuck, guys, I love Xbox One. It's the best shit ever. I can't even fucking sarcastically like it.
Chloe and I used an Xbox One over the weekend. Holy shit, that thing is such garbage.
Okay.
I wouldn't use an Xbox One to wipe my ass with.
The graphics might be a little bit better, but the voice controls aren't even worth jack shit. It's
Xbox,
really bad.
Go fuck yourself.
Xbox, turn off. Xbox, turn off. Xbox,
Xbox
turn
off.
Stop!
Xbox,
Xbox, what are you doing?
Xbox, go home.
Okay, now the real question is,
Microsoft's
what happens when you say too. Xbox, Google Porn? Or it's probably Bing.
It probably won't hear you, and then it'll make you do it.
I don't know. We did
times.
Not try that in front of my dad.
And her younger brother.
And my younger brother.
And her
Xbox. Boss. Google dicks.
Yep. Boyfriend. Sorry.
Whoops. It was not a great experience. I would not recommend it.
You know, Microsoft is probably not going to be around much longer. They keep making really bad
Microsoft's
stuff.
Microsoft's going to be eternal. It's,
I mean, no, they're not going to have
Microsoft
good products.
As we know it.
On a scale of...
Yeah, that's a better way of putting it.
On a scale of...
As soon as they recreate XP again.
That's never going to happen. They're going to be doing all this tablet shit for a while.
Oh, tablets. Great.
To realize how bad Windows 8 is. Ugh. Hey, Ian, tell everybody about your Windows 8 experience.
Oh my god!
I have Windows 8 on
this
laptop.
Please show them the graph that you showed us.
Yeah, okay, so...
Yeah.
If you Google Windows adoption rates...
Adoption rates?
Yeah.
Is this like homeless children or something?
Yep.
Yeah. Windows 8 adoption rates versus Windows 7. There's a graph that shows Windows Vista, Windows 8, and Windows 7 during their pre-release and 2 months after their release, and Windows 8... was less than Windows
I can't
Vista.
Open PSDs.
And Windows Vista was about half the rate of Windows 7.
So good.
So basically, Windows 7, people were twice as excited for Windows 7 as they were for Windows 8. And that's right out the you know, that's right at the start, when like you would expect a lot of adoption for a new operating system. And
I'm surprised people were so excited for Windows 7 after Vista turned out to be a pile of shit.
Well, no, there was rumors.
We know the pattern that Microsoft has
it's
is
shit, good,
bad, bad, good, bad, bad, good.
Yeah,
and Vista was the bad, and so 7 was bound to be good. And then 8 has to be bad.
You
mathematics.
Can color it in.
Is the next one just going to be 9?
Yes, probably.
Wow, that's really creative. That's really creative.
Well, they did Windows 95, 98, 2000, so they're clearly not the most...
XP shouldn't have been
innovative.
Vista?
Yeah, well, they also had ME. Don't forget.
It's going to be something
Millennium
stupid.
Oh, God.
It's going to be as stupid as the name Xbox One.
Oh, God, yes.
Like, they're not doing great with names recently.
Okay, going back to that
X1. They literally could not have... Oh, God, I just misused literally. But, yeah, they could not have picked a worse name for the new Xbox. Like, they could have called it Xbox Shit. And that would be a better name than Xbox One. Like, what the fuck are you referring to with Xbox One? Oh, I just want to meet every person on the Xbox One dev team and just punch their testicles really hard.
What
about the marketing director?
I will punch his testicles.
To Radiance.
Wah.
So it's Xbox 360, 360 degrees, and then now it's on, like...
Xbox One Radian?
Yes.
Why would they not just do the Xbox 720 or the Infinity like it was rumored?
Xbox 720, because 360 plus 360 equals 720, so that's got to be what the name is.
No, but seriously,
okay.
Cody and Jared, on a rating of Kinect to Nintendo 3DS, how would you rate the X-Bone?
Well, the X-Bone is completely and utterly dependent on the Kinect, so it's gonna be around that area.
You know,
No, but the Kinect is revolutionary, right?
This is
so
you know, there's nothing wrong with Kinect. It's just how it's being used right now.
Oh, yeah.
Kinect is dumb.
It's
nothing wrong with Kinect?
What?
I had an example for this the other day, but I can't remember it.
Dancing in front of your camera?
No, it wasn't
that's the thing. It's being used
It's being used
for
games.
Dance.
It could be used
Motion control. Take it away.
Like when we're watching Pacific Rim, this is what motion control and video should be.
Yeah, I can't remember what the hell it was, though.
What was
the problem
it?
Is to put that kind of hardware into a system that's meant for your home.
That's why we're not ready
that's
for motion controls.
Like, motion control was bullshit enough when the Wii came out. Like, why can't this fad be over with?
Yeah.
Just people remember the PS2i because that was really the first motion control.
The fucking webcam.
I played with that when I was Chloe Jr.
Chloe Jr.? The Babby Chloe?
Yep, that's me.
Oh my god,
Babby
that
Chloe.
Word.
I know you hate it. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, Chloe, you need to turn off your Skype notifications.
Yep.
No, that's me just spamming her.
No,
oh
it's
my
in,
god,
it's,
Jared.
It's the group very sling felt nerds.
Yeah, because you never reply to me, Curtis.
But I'm sleeping most of the time. I've been in bed for, like, if I'm
Chloe
not...
Chloe all the time. Bullshit.
No, I've been working day in, day out for the past 2 weeks. Like, just the other night, I managed to sleep for 14 hours somehow.
All right, if you don't love me anymore, fine.
What's the command for the notification thing. Oh, yeah.
It's slash alerts
mute.
Off.
It's called the mute button.
Ian,
no, notification
what?
Settings.
Okay,
and notify me
just, like,
if it says
explode.
Chloe.
What?
One or more ActiveX controls cannot be displayed. I have no idea. What?
Update Flash.
Probably.
Is that it?
I'm just gonna.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just gonna
download more RAM.
Something in Skype.
What?
It's something in Skype. I had
the
same problem.
Well, it seems to still be recording, and we can still hear Curtis.
No, it's not a problem. It's just the ad is not gonna play in Skype, so
you're
not gonna get. Your beautiful.
Take that, Skype.
That's a tragedy.
What?
Oh my god, I want to watch advertisements on Skype. Oh my god, that sucks. I want to watch the cool advertisements.
What?
Yeah.
I need to, like, set up.
Whatever.
This couch is great.
This couch is the best, isn't it?
These
so
pillows
good.
Under the sheets, yeah.
Oh my god. That couch has so much promise.
Excuse me, the pillows are an improvement.
It has potential.
It had a lot of potential because it's got cool folding arms. It unfolds and folds really easily.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
Potential is shorthand for saying it sucks now.
Pretty much.
The X-Bone had so much potential.
No.
It had no potential. What the fuck do any of the new consoles bring new to the table?
That's a very good point, Chris. Well, the Wii U gives you a tablet.
That's super cool because
the
Miiverse drawings are some of the coolest shit I've ever seen. And now they have that on the DS and I can do it too.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what that is because nobody has a Wii U.
No.
Really?
I don't have a Wii U.
Yeah, I vowed never to buy a Nintendo product after that fuck-up.
3D Land for the Wii U? Fucking rad.
The coolest thing that I probably heard...
It keeps turning off!
Is Chloe having Wacom driver issues again?
Yeah, it keeps turning off mid-drawing. And
Chloe,
then
tell us how shit the Wacom driver is.
Well, the thing is, it's really great, and Wacom tablets are super great, but the drivers crash all the time, and if you unplug it while the computer's on, you have to restart it.
Yep.
And it just turned off again because I lifted it up for more than 5 seconds. It's great.
That sounds like ass.
But it's so...
Ass!
No.
Ass!
The council episode.
Oh my god, everyone go see the new council episode.
Yep.
Yeah. Ross Scott,
it's pretty good, I like it.
Wait, Ross Scott likes it?
No, yeah. I haven't sent it to him yet.
Well, but Ross Scott likes the council.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, very
yep.
much so.
That's pretty cool.
So, it's got, like, the super... I don't know.
Just backed up.
I mean, Burn is required making.
Yeah, he did not like the first episode, so...
What?
Though, to be honest, I didn't
Brian
know
or Ross Scott?
Ross.
Oh, okay.
Anybody who likes the first episode of anything on the internet, crazy.
Yep,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
No, he meant like the first episodes like of the council.
That's what we're saying. Like, the first episodes of anything ever are pretty shit.
Yeah.
I guess.
There's pretty much... Even Freeman's mind, the first episode was good, but
if he didn't start on the tram episode, I would have been okay.
It got better, definitely.
You have to start the tram episode.
You have to.
I know.
You need that voice talking to you the entire time.
It's so much fun,
God,
guys.
Why did Valve have to do that? That was nothing more than just a show-off that their engine can do.
Because back in the day, that was so cool.
No, but Jared, Source, Gold Source. It's good.
Here,
gold.
Curtis. What are you trying to get at? What are you trying to do? You're trying to...
I'm trying to goad you into... into something.
Russell
the Jimmy's.
Tech demo. Gold Source, look! Look at our engine! Look! It's just like what Valve did with their with Half-Life 2.
They're candy.
Yes.
No!
Good. I'm done enough.
It's sprinkles. Cupcakes. I didn't know they were called Jimmy's.
You didn't know that?
Holy shit, sprinkles. Josh, what
oh
the
God.
Fuck?
Sarah. That's like saying you didn't know that ice cream was called ice cream.
Hey, guys.
How would I know they're called Jimmy's?
Last day of 2013.
Hey, kids, let's sprinkle
Jimmy's.
Yeah,
that's right.
We have like 12 hours left, or 24 hours left of this.
We have 23 and a half.
Fucking,
yeah. So,
who
that's one? Cool.
Who's that?
My cute.
I seriously hope you guys don't do that.
What?
Do what?
If I get another trash can next year, Ian's sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, I bought Sarah a trash can for Christmas. I'm the best boyfriend.
Are you?
Why? I bought no one in
it. Is it the cool one?
I got you for Christmas.
Yeah, it's the cool robotic one.
Ow, fucking.
I bought Sarah a Star Trek trash can from the future.
Why?
Oh,
that thing.
Yeah.
That's like the Wanty Shantan thing.
Wanty
Shantan.
Yeah, that.
Everything.
What did you get?
You got
an uninterrupted power supply. You got a
Keurig.
You got other things.
Make
him
make it out with Gavin.
Yes, yes. Make me feel guilty, Sarah.
So, aren't we supposed to technically be having a podcast, but we're off doing our own little thing right now?
That's what our podcasts are nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Welcome
what do we talk about,
people?
We could talk about how we haven't done an episode in months, and we probably won't.
But this is fun. I mean, I won't deny it.
Well,
when's the new episode of Barney's Mind?
We had stuff about the X-Bone, and hey, the train blew up in North Dakota.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was pretty
fuck.
Cool.
Like, it was cool because no one got hurt, and it looked fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was just like...
I wanted it to hit a pillow factory.
Yeah.
I don't
or
get
a
it.
Straw factory. Like,
yes.
The wood shavings shit.
Yeah. It could hit the Lincoln Mill.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Is there more pizza in there?
Sometimes I wish I would blow up.
At the Lincoln Mill, I'm sorry. If you used to work at the Lincoln Mill and no longer work at the Lincoln Mill, I'm sorry.
Yeah, one of the places I've been working for, they started laying off a lot of people.
Ooh.
It's terrible.
That's about as topical as it gets. It's topical enough that it's boring.
Jared, what'd you say?
Oh,
that's as topical as it gets.
Ass.
Topical ass cream?
Yes.
I was just thinking that.
What?
I was thinking about topical ass cream for no reason.
Can I have another cup of coffee?
Have at it.
Yeah.
Wow, demanding.
Well,
I've had like three today, Curtis. Shut the fuck up.
How about you shut the fuck up?
No,
you are not going to get any sleep tonight. We have to stay up for tonight.
Why?
No, tonight, as in 12 tomorrow.
I will stay up for 24 hours.
Wait, what?
Does that mean you guys will be up when I get home after my shift?
It already feels like 24 to be honest.
It's okay, Curtis. I don't sleep.
Good.
I sleep during the
day. Oh, I know what will happen.
Yeah, see, at least Sarah's a real friend.
Jesus, Chloe, that was super fucking close. To hit you,
thanks, Sarah. You're the only person I have left in this godforsaken group.
So he's
still. Ian's pretty cool too, though.
No.
I don't know. Ian
can fly planes.
Yeah, but he's a bit. He's too hot headed for my. Like, he's too angry. He's
it's okay. Chloe can fly planes now, too.
No.
I can.
I taught Chloe how to fly a plane. And Jared can fly a plane. So between the two of them.
Don't you dare!
Between the two of them, they can work it out.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh my goodness.
I'd like to jump out of a plane.
I can drive boats really well.
Yeah, okay, so Chloe will handle the plane, Jared will handle the boat, and Curtis can drive the car.
You're useless, Curtis.
Yeah, see, I've been, like, too much Battlefield and Grand Theft Auto has taught me that I could just, like, jump out of planes without consequence.
You know...
I always have a parachute.
Skim along the side of a building...
Yeah.
And then use your wrist grapple hook to fly yourself into the ground.
Wrong game,
yeah.
I don't get it.
Use your boost.
Or you just press E when you're right above someone's car, and you'll get in it with no consequences.
Oh, let's not get into that dank topic.
The dankest.
Dank? Oh my god.
The dankest.
Is there mold in there?
We're getting off this topic.
That's what I associate that word with. When people say... When people say dank, I think damp.
No, what, like the dankest of memes.
Like the dampest of memes? Is it not dry yet?
Follow at Centaurum for the dankest of memes.
Yeah, that's not there anymore.
His clothes weren't completely dry and he put them in the drawer anyway, and now his drawer is dank.
That's exactly it.
Oh. What?
So what are you guys excited about for next year?
Nothing.
Let's
Mockingjay.
Oh yeah, we got movies.
The Hobbit Part 3.
Because Part 2 was very intermediate.
Moving out of Georgia.
It was very 3 weeks ago, and I cannot wait for the next one. Oh, How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Sarah touched the microphone. We have to start all over again.
I just want a sequel to Pacific Rim.
Hey, touch the butt.
Is that going to happen?
No! Sharknado 2, the second one, is coming out.
Oh dear God, no.
They're really making a sequel to Sharknado.
The name of it is Sharknado 2, the second one.
This really?
Yeah, Twitter named it.
Oh my god! That's actually really good!
I'm glad 4chan didn't name it.
5chan?
5chan?
Hitler did nothing wrong.
5chan.com?
The fourth channel.
So, wow. Another Sharknado. But the first one was pretty much everyone said it was universally terrible.
Yep, pretty much.
I watched it twice.
Yeah, but it was only
why would you do that?
Because it was so bad.
It was watchable the first time because it was so bad. I barely made it through the second time. I don't think I can watch it a third time.
Right, so why would you want to go see a next new one?
Because of the great new story, Ian. Like, they sell it on Blu-ray in Barnes & Nobles now. I saw it under the horror section in Netflix.
Oh, dear
Lord. Like, that was the comedy section, then the horror section. First on the horror section was Sharknado.
I wanted to set my computer on fire when I saw that.
There was this bad shark movie that I read on Wikipedia. I think it was like Shark Attack 3 or something like that, and John Barrowman was in it.
Better movie than Sharknado. Haven't seen it, but probably.
Yeah, I read the plot, and apparently John Barrowman's the only one who lives at the end.
Ghost Shark, Stonehenge Apocalypse, Pumpkinhead 2.
What was it? Cabin in the Woods. That is a good movie. If anyone wants to watch an actually good, scary movie,
ooh,
it's not
watch
actually.
It.
Well, it's kind of scary at times, but it's one of those movies where you're like, oh my god. Oh. That's why it happens like that.
Yeah, it's got all the things to be a scary movie, and then you realize at the scary moment, you're like, oh wait.
It's totally making fun of scary movies.
Now I get it. It's one of those movies that is complete. It just catches you off guard. You have no. It exceeds all expectations.
And if you need another nudge, Joss Whedon had a hand in it.
Yeah, and it's got Left 4 Dead creatures in the background.
Yeah, there's Left 4 Dead monsters in.
Really?
Yeah.
They put them in?
They
yeah.
put them in there.
That's super cool.
Little
they,
Easter eggs.
Yeah, one of the guys, like, I'm a huge fan of Left 4 Dead. It was. And
oh, and the dude who plays Thor is in it as a jock.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Oh, really?
An and economics.
A jockey.
A jockey.
He's a jock.
They were actually going to have a Left 4 Dead downloadable mod.
No, it's supposed to be like a DLC or something.
Oh, yeah,
like a DLC.
I read about that, but then it got canceled.
Yeah.
Which is a real shame. But that's why there's Left 4 Dead creatures in the background.
That's
super
cool.
Like Smoker and Hunter and.
There's a tank, there's a charger,
and a
there's.
Boomer.
Yeah, and a boomer for sure.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and a witch. There's a witch.
Yeah, there's a witch too. You
have to pause it and like look at it, but they're there.
Yeah, you both see
so dank.
Film, but if you look,
stop using that word.
Yeah.
That is very dank.
now you've done it, Chloe.
They didn't dry.
It wasn't me. It was Jared.
It's not dry enough.
Jared, it's all your fault.
It's so moist.
It's so damp. I mean, dank.
What is this? It?
Damn it. Yeah,
no,
there you
dang.
Go.
Oh, that's cool.
Is it moist?
Yep.
Yes.
They also said
oh,
dank.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, so that's our movie recommendation for this podcast.
Watch
Cabin in the Woods.
How to Train Your Dragon 1, because the second one's coming out soon.
Watch Alien versus Ninja.
What's
oh,
Pacific?
God, no!
Yes.
Watch Pacific Rim.
That's the best B movie
that's
I've
like
seen
the moist
yet.
Zone. Remember that?
If you like B movies, watch Alien versus Ninja, because it's great.
If you
that
like
would,
B movies,
is...
watch B movie.
No,
hey, that's got Jerry Seinfeld in it.
Hey, Seinfeld's the best show ever. Fuck
no,
you, Ian.
No, it's the worst show.
It's pretty good. You know what? Why don't you fucking blow me?
Okay.
Seinfeld is one of those shows you just go,
Ian?
Why did this become popular?
Ian?
It is so much.
Oh, Ian, how about I fucking punch your face in and I will, like, remove your face with a pair of scissors and then wipe my ass with it and then sew it back on and everyone can see what a shit face you are.
Curtis, I can do that.
The two of you are going to have a face-off.
I had this great rebuttal, but that's much better, so I'm okay with that. Anyway.
Yeah.
They call me the Punisher.
Jared, no!
Somebody out there.
Bad Jared, no biscuit.
Well, he put the mint shit in it, so.
Is it basic. Mint?
No, it's really good, actually.
Yeah. Okay, so I gave away Sarah's chocolate truffles. She's mad at me now.
Yes. Yes, I am. You're buying me new truffles. Double the truffles.
Double truffle?
Double truffle.
Double truffle power?
Yes.
Building kick?
Okay.
Okay.
Truffle shuffle.
Uh-oh, my God. What was that?
Okay. There. Take it.
Scroll up. Okay, Chloe, you gotta stop going on Tumblr.
Oh,
are you watching porn?
Kind of.
No, but that's a good idea.
I don't know how to define that. I'm scared.
Is that one of those things I should post?
No.
Okay. Moving on
that's
then.
That's one of those things you should pretend you never saw.
Moving
yep.
on then.
Get off it!
What is
okay,
this?
I have to see it. What? Oh God, no. Okay, never mind.
I need a better angle on that.
If it was on Tumblr, I now have a Tumblr account for some reason. I'm not.
Follow the Mighty Pirate.
For the dankest memes.
No, there are no dank memes. There is just movies.
He has an adequate drawing.
Yes,
I don't fucking know.
Are they dank boobies?
Yes.
You started.
See, it's not something nice.
Yes, you started it now. You've done
that is so dank.
There's excessive moisture on his Tumblr.
I can feel Jared dying inside all the way in Canada.
I'm not
great.
Canada. What do you say?
He can feel you all the way from Canada.
Oh.
I can feel you dying every time I say dank.
Did you make it with the right coffee?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Are you sure?
Did you use the Kahlua?
Did you use the one in the blue box or the not blue box?
No, I used the blue box.
I
mean, not the blue box, the non-blue box. Kahlua.
I don't know if you did.
I put the candy
in it. Is there coconut
well.
In it? Can you taste coconut?
I don't know what coconut tastes like.
Wow, you dumb.
Listen to it, Chloe.
Just...
Oh my God, just drink the damn coffee.
No.
Okay. Chloe, what do you
You've ruined the coffee. Good job.
Oh my God, it doesn't taste bad at all.
Chloe, what do you get?
Somebody pissing your coffee.
Yeah, for Christmas? I got the Ruby DVD. I got... My dad gave me his old laptop, which wasn't really a present. He was just meaning to do it. I got a Blu-ray player for the...
Oh, Chloe, I sent you that Christmas letter.
What?
I sent you that Christmas paper, but I kind of mailed it on Christmas Eve, so it might not get there. And
yeah,
so...
I'm not at home, so, you know.
Yeah, so... If your mom gets mail and she opens it and she finds a letter with a lot of swearing in it, then that's for me.
That might be it.
What else?
I swear in my Christmas letters.
I haven't sent most of my Christmas stuff because I've been away. I got the complete box set of Fringe because I like that show.
That's such a good show.
That's such a good show.
You need to finish
watching the last season. Yeah. You're going
to
cry at the last episode.
What is it? Fridge?
Is that all?
Fridge
is one of the best shows ever. Oh.
It sounds delicious.
What about X? I mean, Y?
Oh, yeah. Jared gave me Pokemon Y.
Even Why? Though,
yeah, because Jared did this
Shut
great
up.
Thing. No, I'm going to tell him.
Shut up.
Jared has never played a Pokemon game before, and he went out and got a 3DS, but he also wanted to get
God,
a Pokemon X or Y. And so, not knowing what Pokemon was, he's like, I need both X and Y to play, right? And he bought both of them.
He bought, wow.
So he gave one of them to me, because I want to start over, because the game is awesome, but I also need to, you know, keep
Stop
my amazing team. Sorry.
Sorry, I gave that to you for Christmas last year.
It's fine.
You broke it.
Jared, what do you get for Christmas?
Nothing. Yeah, pretty much.
Are you sure?
I got you 100 seeds
of
incense.
Oh, okay, that's, like, the only thing I got.
What
actually.
Did I give you?
And I burned
you
a copy
nothing.
Of the Minecraft
Cora.
Soundtrack.
And
you bitch about me for getting Y.
Well, yeah, but whatever.
Yeah.
I pay more money for mine.
Yep. Are you sure? Yep.
$37.
Curtis, what did you get for Hanukkah?
I got extra shifts for work.
He really is Jewish.
Oh my God.
Hey!
That's really bad.
Oh God, we're terrible people.
Oh, it's okay. The Jews can handle it.
It's okay.
I can assure you, I am not... I don't even have... not that I know of, anyway, the slightest bit of Jewish ancestry.
He kept making up.
Oh, what about the Asians?
No!
What?
So
oh, Massachusetts! That garbage fucking thing I said all the way.
That up. Is the best state ever. You guys know how to drive, Massachusetts. Thank you. I just had to get it out.
What
there.
State has the biggest teeth?
Teeth?
Yeah.
Vermont.
Massive tooth.
And stain over your
they
mouth.
They call her the Punisher.
Is is Connecticut, like, permanently at war with Massachusetts or something?
Connecticut, more like kinetic cunt. Ow.
Oh, Dad, that would burn.
Epic burn. Oh.
It hurts.
Oh, sorry.
The burn.
Wikipedia link, list of burn centers in the United States.
Don't touch me there.
Ow, fuck. God, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
See, this is why we don't do a podcast all in the same room. We're just going to start beating each other up.
With hacky-sacks.
Yeah.
I think... If you go through all of the podcasts we've ever done, like starting from the very first one, I think
you
we get
pro- life if you do that.
I think you'll notice we get progressively more vulgar as the podcasts go on.
It's fun.
I remember listening to Media of the Minds 1, and I heard Robin say, like, what a dick. And I was like, oh my God, he just said dick. And now here we are.
You can punch your dick and like, rip it off. And
I don't know, I wasn't
get
there.
Your own dick.
People get more violent.
Am I the only one who does?
Sarah is the only one. Sarah is...
Actually, you've gone down in swearing. Because you used to say some swears, like, very minimally, but...
No, I don't...
No.
No, you said, okay, well, like, bitch and...
No.
No.
I kind of swear a lot
no.
more.
No.
And
Sarah has never sworn ever.
Okay, let me load up YouTube.com and pull up an example.
Not YouTube.com.
Yeah, do it.
More like you.
Quit hitting the microphone.
I'm not trying
you.
To.
Stop being... Who's the guy who does it in Roosty all the time? It's not,
stop banging the table!
It's
that,
Gus.
It's, okay, it is Gus who does that?
No, it's Gus.
No, Joel's the one who bangs
okay,
the table.
Okay, that's what I was going
to
say.
Gus complains about it.
Yeah.
Gus complains.
Well, doesn't isn't he the one who... Or used to be the one who has to edit the whole
used
podcast?
To be. Except he pawned it off on everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay,
now,
what
now
coffee is this?
Good job, Gus.
Nicole is trying to get into my car.
Oh,
yeah. I don't... What?
Canada seeping car.
That's why.
That's why.
It's been messed up with peppermint. That's what's happened.
No, he put hot damn in it. And I tried that's to test it smells, off with the hot. That's why it smells like cinnamon, because I hate cinnamon.
Oh. Jerry, stop trying to drug your.
Oh, stop.
Significant friend.
Significant, yes! Well, you are significant friend. Again.
Oh, no. I'm going to make myself an
extra. Oh, my God. I'm not drinking that, Chloe.
I'm not drinking it.
That is so dank.
Goddamn sleep.
Yeah.
Put hot damn in it.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Wow.
After I bought you
sugar.
Dinner.
You want the? Well, actually, I think the only cream we have is
the mint one.
The
is
mint
fine.
One, okay.
Thanks, sir.
Well, I didn't like cinnamon, but I like mint. So
yeah, there's
Chloe.
A difference.
Yeah, no, there isn't.
Is there a difference between pepper or mint and cinnamon?
Let me think. Fiery goodness or minty freshness?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
One's cool, one's hot.
No difference.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you want to be part of the cool club, Chloe? Or the
Jared, stop being so dank.
Oh, God.
Curtis, that was inappropriate.
Oh, man.
Or chink. Org slap.
You're being really dank right now.
You've got him doing it now. You're never going to stop.
I have become cancer.
The ride will never.
But ignore it.
Yeah. Yep, got it on my car.
Okay. Hey, look at this.
Oh.
Why are people so fucking stupid?
Yep.
Chloe, why are iPods so dumb that they need a proprietary charger?
Hey,
well,
you should look at
the fact that they've been using the same one since, like, 2005 and then they switched to a new one is pretty dumb. Because I always get people saying, hey, do you have an iPhone 5 charger?
New Allen tutorial!
Whoops! Wait, there's a new Allen tutorial?
New Allen tutorial!
What?
No, there isn't.
Wait, fuck.
Oh my God, Jared.
Damn it.
Everyone should go watch Allen tutorials.
All two of you.
Yeah, we want... Oh, we've got one more listener. All right. Up from one.
Yep.
Okay, Shell's mind. I have to prove Sarah wrong now.
But seriously, Allen tutorial is kind of the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Curtis, have you seen Allen tutorial?
No, I haven't fucking seen Allen tutorials.
Yep.
Why not?
It's
Brian.
Because I don't want to.
Yeah, it's really, really creepy and all weird as shit. Everyone go look it up.
Oh, no, guy, don't tell him. Now he's not going to fucking watch it.
Yeah, well, no, you already lost me just by, like, talking about it before. Like, you lost me the moment you told me.
He's entering hipster mode now.
Yep. I can pretty much guarantee you I won't be checking it out.
Okay.
Oh, man, he's really sticking it to us, guys.
Yep.
No.
Exactly. Oh, no.
You act like you're not bothered, but you really are.
I'm not surprised, actually, at this point. I don't know what I expected.
Chloe has a small bag.
This is a...
nothing.
Shut the fuck up! It's actually full of stuff.
Markers!
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sarah has, like, a very similar bag that contains all of her pencils.
Okay, here.
Pencils.
Sarah, I have... I found the proof, so here we go.
Oh my goodness.
And then...
I'm gonna spit in that, you fuck.
You're a fuck.
You probably still drink it.
Did Sarah fill it up too full?
That's dank.
Okay, wait.
That was good.
Here, wait.
How am I alive? Christ, these new replacements are better.
Okay, there's ass.
What?
What? Why are you staring at me? Jesus Christ! Sarah, stop! Sarah!
Bite him.
Okay.
She's getting you to stop.
Okay, I'm done. Okay?
Yep.
Abby? Sarah, please stop it. I swear to God. Sarah? Ian? Oh my God, guys, please leave me alone.
Don't hit the microphone.
Beautiful.
I'm not trying, so you guys are doing really bad things to me.
Hold on, let me put things in your hair.
Yeah. I'll get the clap.
Jared is being tortured live.
I'm literally raped right now. Chloe's inserting these weird phallic lights.
Oh, you're being literally raped.
Can I see them?
Yeah. There you go. I have like 30 if you
I talked to the dude who does like the distribution for my work, and I'm like, can we start carrying comic markers? And he's like, people will steal them constantly. I'm like,
I
really
see them, you fuck.
But can we get them anyway?
Yeah, like, they're just sitting there on the shelves in my art store, and they're really nice. I'm like, ooh, I want to steal them, but I'm not that bad of a person because they're like $6 each.
Oh, jeez.
What? Like, the pack of 72 is $490.
Yeah. You thought my pencils were expensive.
Yeah, these are worse. Like, over the course of a year and a half.
They're refillable, though, right?
Yeah, of course. Over the course of a year and a half of collecting them, I only have 35.
Yeah, that's what I would do, like, one by one.
I had a student discount when I did class.
So, Sarah, I think I see your ulterior motive. Since you get those crazy discounts, like 50, 60% off,
yeah.
You want to find these markers and get them for, like, super cheap.
Yeah.
Or rather cheaper, since $6 a marker.
You did it.
Well, that's what I did with my colored pencils.
And you say my flying is too expensive.
I may or may not have $500 worth of paint. But I only spent $200.
Nope, you have a shelf displaying nothing but golden.
You're trying to use a skin
modifying
skin.
Like paste. And
I drank $500 worth of paint once.
Oh God, why?
It's fine. I need the cap.
Okay, and now that we've lost all two of our viewers because we're talking about art supplies and no one cares about art.
Wow, way to fucking pick your topics, guys.
Ian.
Oh my God.
Good job.
Good job.
Oh my God, it's not lost forever.
Just because we're sitting here sniffing markers doesn't mean that this isn't totally relevant.
That's my favorite pastime.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what are these markers? Maybe they can sponsor us.
I sniff colored pencils.
They're really cool.
They're really good markers.
Hold on, let me find
Made in Japan.
They're Japanese.
Sakura.
Ah, okay, I'm high now.
Yep. Ian knows how to do drugs.
What? No, I don't.
Yep.
I've never done drugs, ever.
Are those markers super dank?
Ooh.
What?
Is that...
Are the markers really dank?
I'm modeling it for 3D Club, so I have to fucking do it.
3D Club.
Look, Curtis, yeah.
These markers are so great for blending.
I need attention.
They're so nice.
Yes, Curtis?
I really need...
Yes.
I wanted to know if the markers were really dank.
Okay.
Yeah. They're kind of dank. So your marker cap open. And
no, Jared lost it.
Oh, wait. Oh, I see. He's got two lands.
Yeah, I know. We'll find it at some point. I just prefer to find it sooner rather than later.
Later rather than sooner.
Someone took it.
It probably fell in your coffee.
Yep, that's what happened.
Somewhere. I don't know. Probably happened.
Or you're probably sitting on it.
Yeah, probably. I'll find it later.
Actually, it's probably in the last place you're going to look.
Well, of course it's going to be in the last place you're going to look. I mean, why would you keep looking after you found it?
I thought of it like that.
Please tell me you're not.
Jared's a little bit special.
Seriously?
Okay.
They're special, Jared. Although he probably keeps looking.
What?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wait, why'd you text me cats?
Me?
Yeah.
You did that.
Oh.
What?
So, yeah, about that ending the podcast.
What?
About ending the podcast.
How long has it been going?
An hour, actually.
I'm not good at math.
Do you really need math to do it, though?
I was just about to ask that. I'm like,
doesn't
what are you adding?
Say?
Anything with numbers on it is math to
numbers,
me.
Numbers.
Math is hard.
Unless it's
leaked. Science is hard.
Science is hard.
Okay, Barbie.
Oh, fuck it. I'm not looking for it anymore.
Oh, well, it's fine. I'll look for it.
Jesus. Good.
Yeah, this couch is great, Ian.
It's great. You can't patch
it. It can't. Couches aren't patchable.
It's unpatchable. Oh, God. Yeah, really, where do you think... It could only have gone to, like, four different places.
My God.
What?
You know what? Jared is probably...
I said I'll find it.
He probably
Jesus.
Put it in his pocket it. Just to bug us.
Oh, my God. I don't have it in my goddamn...
Where did the marker go?
What the fuck? Jared, what the fuck?
Is it in your pocket?
Okay.
It's right there.
Okay, wait.
Is it under there?
Yeah, see, that means... That the marker thing can't be far
why
behind.
Why is this table such a fucking black hole?
Yeah, and why is it so goddamn hard to push? That is my phone!
I'm using it as a flashlight.
Because
Zed,
it
please.
Has one, two,
Zed,
three,
please.
Four,
Zed.
Five,
is it there?
Six no. legs!
Oh.
Ooh, I found Tony's car key.
The hexagon.
Zed.
Which is a video game.
Wow.
See, topical.
What?
Video game.
Nice segue, Sarah.
I know, right?
We'll find it
later. Yeah, man, we just bought ourselves another hour.
Oh, no.
Another hour of this hell.
That game, Hexadon?
Yeah.
That's a game.
No!
That has excellent music.
You said Hexadon.
Mm-hmm. It's super hard, though.
You know what's also a game? Your mom.
He has a point.
I haven't actually played it, but I watched Deceased Crab play it. He got his wisdom teeth pulled.
Everyone should follow Deceased Crab. He's the best Let's
Player you guys,
ever.
Have you guys...
Actually, Vine
have you guys played Starwall yet?
Starwall?
No.
Starwall? It's like you play as narwhals, and you have to battle other narwhals.
Like with your tusks? Tusk fight!
No, with your horn things.
It's actually a tooth.
Yeah,
it's actually a tooth.
Okay, with your teeth in.
I'm a nerd.
But it kind of costs money to play, so they're doing a Kickstarter or something.
Make it harder, Kickstarter.
What?
Kickstarting is a great thing.
That's the thing that's coming out hopefully soon.
Yeah, Kickstarting, give people money for free.
Yeah.
But Project Eternity, which is now called something else,
Project Obsidian.
Well, no, it's a thing. But anyway, basically the new Baldur's Gate.
Where's the goddamn cup?
Cup.
Where's the
coconut?
Shut up.
Cupcake.
Cupcake.
Quarter
staff.
Bag. Where's the bag at?
Baguette. No. I don't know where the baguette is.
Wiggity swag.
Thank
bag.
You.
It's probably in there, isn't it?
I imagine so.
Okay.
This is not a game. This is actual torture.
This is serious business.
Serious.
Can you not? Oh, Prisma
color. I'm
just going to
stop popping all of these off now.
Stop it. Those matter.
They matter more than you.
Hey.
Erasable red pencil. Where is
my... Oh my god, it was in here!
Hey, you did that.
You did that.
Hey,
guess what? It was in the bag.
That's Lady Swag. It's in the bag.
He left the cap out of the bag.
Remember when I said I was gonna kill you? Never mind. I fucking love it.
Jesus. Sarah has some sort of mystical power. She's a Jedi. I'm sorry.
For those who could not see into this room, Sarah's staring at us creepily.
Doing it again! I need something flashing on the screen that says hashtag cannot deal with this.
Hashtag fuck this.
Nope.
Hashtag correct.
But Jedi use their powers for good.
Like, sorry, not sorry.
I'm using them for good. We found Chloe's Parker cap.
Sarah,
Jared!
Oh my god.
What?
Sorry, not sorry.
Sarah, do you use your powers for good or for awesome?
Both.
Curtis, I saw you on CringeChannel.com.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh, really? What was I doing?
Masturbating.
Okay.
No.
Oh no, how did that footage make it to the internet?
Whoops!
Out of the hundreds of times I've recorded myself jerking off.
Desmond Nesca. Oh my.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna pour coffee all over your goddamn skin.
Yep. Hey, no, shut
up. Okay, so about that goddamn segue, extra 10 minutes. No.
Seriously, how long have we been going?
Yeah.
An hour and a half.
Okay.
What? Really?
What? No, it's been like less than an hour.
Yeah.
No, it's been exactly an hour.
No, since we started recording.
We didn't start like as soon as Curtis came on.
It was close to it though.
One dank hour.
Minutes. That's good enough.
I'm not sure.
I'm
kind
of tired, and it's 1 o'clock.
Is it?
Yeah, 101.
Yeah, I have to go to bed. So
yeah.
We should probably just end.
Wow, you idiots have to go to bed. Well, I'll just
well,
okay.
Curtis, you shouldn't have to go to bed. I should be able to stay up whenever I want.
Curtis,
I
have an agreement with you.
Thank you. See, at least one of you has some sense.
Yeah, but we're actually going to end it. So sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you drawing the red balloon from Heavy Rain?
Oh my God.
Jason!
No!
Have you ever seen
no,
Heavy Rain?
No, I don't like
that.
You and I are gonna
watch
okay.
One that is the best point to end
okay.
This.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night.
Chloe, read my fucking episode.